the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Today is Pentecost Sunday. And this day actually marks for us the end of many months of a progression to Pentecost. We greatly celebrated Pascha, but this is another celebration time of Pentecost. It's a day to bring our focus on the Holy Spirit and the outgoing presence of God in our own lives. Today is a special celebration also of unity. In the Kentuckian of Pentecost, we hear, "When coming down, he brought confusion on mortal tongues. God Most High brought disunion to nations. And again, when he apportioned the tongues of fire, he summoned all mankind to unite once more. And with one accord, we glorify the all-holy Spirit." What is this Kentuckian talking about? What's this first part about him, God bringing confusion on mortal tongues and disunion among the nations, and then the latter part where he's apportioned tongues of fire and he summoned all mankind to unite once more? The Holy Spirit has been given to us to indwell in us, to bring us together as a people of God, instead of seeking out our own individual ways apart from God. Now, to understand this miracle of unity that was accomplished on the day of Pentecost, we need to look back in time, back to the Old Testament, to Genesis itself. There we read of the judgment of disunity placed upon man at the Tower of Babel, which is what's being referred to in the Kentuckian. To grasp the change the world underwent on the day of Pentecost, we need to understand the change that happened in the world by the judgment of God thousands of years in the past. Let us first turn back to Genesis chapter 11. And that's where we hear, "Now the whole earth used the same language and the same words." Now there's nothing wrong with having that common language in and of itself, especially if mankind had been following God. It actually would have been a good thing. But we read, "And they said, come, let us build for ourselves a city and a tower whose top will reach into heaven, and let us make for ourselves a name, lest we be scattered abroad over the face of the whole earth." Were they doing this for God? No. Because they said, "Let us make for ourselves a name." Their focus was on themselves. Then it says, "So the Lord scattered them abroad from there over the face of the whole earth, and they stopped building the city. Therefore, its name was called Babel, because the Lord confused the language of the whole earth. And from there, the Lord scattered them abroad over the face of the whole earth." God had created man and woman and had given them the commission to be fruitful, to multiply, to fill the earth, and to rule over it. Man was to cover the face of the earth with the image of God. That was the intent, to cover the face of the earth with the image of God, to glorify God's holy name, and to maintain communion with God. But they failed. Man refused to heed God's commands and broke communion with God. Then they broke communion even with each other. And between Genesis 3 and Genesis 11, we see the unfolding of human division and violence. Cain murdered Abel. Violence grew to such an extent that the Lord God had to purify the earth with a flood. He began again with Noah. And the Lord cut the plant back, the plant back to its roots, if you will, so that it could grow again to a better way. But did it? You begin reading Genesis 10 with this question kind of in mind. Soon Moses described for us what Babel had become famous for: rebellion against God. The flood did not cure man. This becomes all too clear in the account of this Tower of Babel. Instead of fulfilling the Lord's commission, which God reiterated to Noah when he came out of the ark, to be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth with God's image, instead of living in communion with God and seeking to glorify God's name, man attempted to live independent of God. He sought to make a name for himself. And it's no coincidence in the very next chapter, after this in Genesis, we read of Abram. And when God appeared to Abraham, the very first thing he tells Abraham is that if he trusts and puts his faith in God, he will make his name great. Interesting. The very thing men were trying to do on their own apart from God, to make their own name great, God would grant Abraham by his faith. The Tower of Babel was an outward expression of what was going on inside men's hearts back then. Today too. The Babylonians thought their tower creation would be their own ladder up into heaven. The ladder to heaven, though, is not the way, is not the Tower of Babel. Rather, it is Jesus Christ himself, the God-man. It was he, in the incarnation, that bridged the chasm between heaven and earth. That's the real bridge. And between divinity and humanity. How did the Lord God respond to the Tower of Babel back then? He brought judgment upon humanity. They'd be struck with disunity, both in language, the language became separated, and geographically, they spread about, no longer united together. So God scattered them over the face of the earth and confused their language. So it's with this background and understanding we can now see what the Kentuckian of Pentecost is talking about. The day of Pentecost, in contrast to this, is a day of unity. It's a day of mankind's reunion with the church. But the day of Pentecost was, in essence, a reversal of the day of judgment on Babel. Once again, God comes down from heaven. This time, it was not to judge mankind, but to bless mankind in spite of his shortcomings. The Holy Spirit came to earth in powerful fulfillment of the promise of Jesus to his disciples, which we heard about in the gospel reading today, that the Holy Spirit would come. And he came in a form and he took up residence permanently in his church. Because man could not reach up to God on his own, God came to man. First an incarnation of the Son of God, and then through the descent of the Holy Spirit. When the Holy Spirit came upon his disciples, he came like a mighty wind and appeared as tongues of fire. And as a result of his presence, what happened? The disciples began to proclaim the mighty acts of God in many languages. When you heard that reading from Acts, you hear a list of countries and places scattered geographically that hear these common men. We're speaking in all these languages, telling about Christ. And each man, from no matter what country he was from, was able to hear one of them speaking to him in his own language. Each heard the gospel in their very own language. So today at Pentecost, we see a reversal of Babel. At Babel, men sought to go up, proclaim their own mighty works, and bring about a false unity among mankind. Last night in our vespers here at the church, we hear proclaimed, at that time the confusion of tongues was designed for vengeance. And now the union of tongues has been renewed for the salvation of our souls. That's what was going on at Pentecost. In Jerusalem on the day of Pentecost, when the peoples had all gathered together from every nation, God gave the gift of other languages to his disciples to remove that language barrier among men. He equipped his disciples with the necessary tools to make clear the gospel among all, the truths of the gospel which had been accomplished in Jerusalem. So we see here the mercy of God in action. No longer would mankind be hopelessly divided and confused. Still up to mankind to respond. But here was something that God had given us. The second person of the Holy Trinity, the Son of God, had died and resurrected humanity. The third person of the Holy Trinity, the Holy Spirit, now comes to indwell the church and bring the gospel of God's grace to the whole world. So a new unity was given by the Lord on that day of Pentecost. Last night we also heard in the prophecy of Ezekiel, I shall give you a new heart, and I shall give you a new spirit, and you shall be my people, and I shall be your God. What was for a period of time the small band of disciples that were huddled together in that upper room for fear of the Jews, they became a mighty army, testifying publicly from house to house, from person to person, about the Lord Jesus, about the Christ who was crucified and resurrected. St. Peter went from denying the Lord to preaching to thousands in the streets of Jerusalem. A few people in a very short time became a congregation of thousands. And it spread to Rome, to India, to Egypt, to the entire world during that time. The healing of human divisions has taken place at Pentecost. There is a unity available there, particularly or especially if you're pursuing the kingdom of God together. That's God's purpose for us. Let us not be divided, but united to love one another. Let us make sure we are children of Pentecost, relying upon the Holy Spirit in unity, not relying upon ourselves. We're not here to make a great name for ourselves. We're here to bring glory to God's name. For the time of Pentecost is here. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.